Hello tonight. This is CJ, Derek, Brad. This is the Rockwire, and we're bringing in the new year, finishing up the old with some great new rock and roll from the end. We got Sebastian Bach. We got Mick Mars. We got a lot more. Let's go. So this is the new one by Sebastian Bach.
Do I get credit for sending this to you?
You should.
What's up, mother truckers?
You did.
It's Sebastian Bach.
That is not him, is it?
That's Riggle.
That is not Sebastian Bach.
That's Rob Riggle. No, did I get credit for bringing this?
Yes! You brought it.
He didn't say anything. I know.
Now, what's the name of this one?
What do I care, or something like that.
What do I have to lose? Yeah. What do I got to lose?
I gotta admit, the video is funny. I watched the video, Sebastian Bach. I think it's a blowhard, but I couldn't stop myself.
I actually thought that was Jesse James Dupree. That he was saying that.
I thought it was Jesse James Dupree too for a second. You're not the only one.
I was right. See, I
who
know
the
so
fuck's
much.
Rob Riggle? Who is that?
He's a comedian. He's been in tons of stuff. Eating like hot dog.
I thought this sounded like a Snake Sabo riff.
Okay, we gotta listen a little bit here. Now, Boz does not come out with new music very often.
No, I actually think this is one of the better songs Boz has put out over the years.
Yeah.
So, I know him and Chris Jericho have to beat.
I need to get
that. That is a Chris Jericho riff right there. That whole chorus. That's Jericho.
Hey, is that how... This is Beefcake washes your car for you.
All I can tell you is, if
no,
you ever pull up to a car wash at night and she runs out to wash your car, you better turn your head because you're about to get jacked.
You're getting robbed.
I'll make sure I bring quarters. I'm going to make that dollar last.
She says, do you have enough money? Kate, you just say, can't you see that roll of quarters in my pocket?
Bach and roll. He needs to call high octave times and get a better drum.
Yeah, it looks like he's got a masking tape.
That's a nasty stomp.
His voice sounds really good, so I'll give him that.
No, I'm giving it up to Potts for this one, man. This is a rocking song. He sounds good. The video's cool.
This
is the best thing he's done in since Angel Down, at least.
Look at that creepy-ass clown.
That's like Derek on our podcast. We got Gene Simmons! Oh my god!
Is that really him? I think that's really him.
So if you listen to podcasts, this is mostly Boz driving through the desert, picking up the band and performance, but he just picked up a mock Gene Simmons. We know what a fan Boz is. He has his favorite band. Got a Kiss shrine in his house. He loves them.
He drove him like 100 yards and dropped it off. No, this is a good song. I hate saying it.
Was that an Ace Frehley or Ace Frehley?
Yeah,
Star or Diamond Bolt on the guitar?
Yeah, I think it was. And of course, if you've ever saw Boz, he hates phones at his shows. He hates technology. He's old school to the bone.
There it is.
Listen to him.
That was a good old rocking song, dude.
That was great by him.
Like I said, I hate saying it.
So this is the second effort from Mick Mars. The song's called The Right Side of Wrong. Mick's been doing good for us, and God damn it, man. Mick Mars has another fucking hot single on his hands.
Oh.
Nice riff.
This is like Mad Magazine, where he's got the good side and the bad side.
Oh, that was Spy versus Spy.
Yeah.
I love them, yeah.
He's got the black and white, the duality. We're gonna see how long it takes Derek to get Heat for Dakota Heat tattooed on his fingers.
Oh, God.
Dakota Heat, best hot sauce on the planet. Get some. Enjoy tacos by your pond.
There's not enough
digits. Mick gets out there, he makes these videos. I mean, you know, he's all messed up with his spina bifidus or whatever the hell that is.
No, the video is very simple, but black and white in the woods are creepy. I can tell this is a lot of green screen, though. In fact, I think it might all be green screen.
But the guitar riffs are pretty damn good. They're single notes, so.
And it's a great lyrical hook. There is no right side of wrong. Or is it wrong side of right?
He seems invigorated since leaving the crew, getting kicked out. Oh, no, retiring.
I'm not sure, get some street credits. I'm better than they are.
Get that microphone by you. Talking to the mic.
Yeah, you're cutting a little bit. Cutting loud a little bit. So, man, that's a banger. Now, who gets credit for this one?
Me. I love this song.
Jairus Johnson, TikTok star. We won't hold that against him. Dude, badass song. Badass.
Yo. Oh, really? Oh, this is, the riff is so good. Ooh, yeah.
Ooh.
What kind of guitar is that, CJ?
I don't know.
You know what? This part here is so cool because it's so freaking weird. La, 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 la.
Yeah, it's almost like some carny music, but it really works for this.
Yeah. It does. I sent CJ a message. I said, who sent me this song? This is so good. And then I realized, oh, I just found it.
Dude, this is a jam.
It's a beautiful video, too. Very esoteric. It's like a Dracula's castle in a church.
I would normally never love this kind of a break, but it's so right for the song.
La, 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 la.
Playing the solo himself? You go, Chris.
Dude, I want that guitar. That is so cool.
Here's a cool one.
That thing might be custom. Oh, and here comes the darkness. What's gonna happen?
I'm gonna say something really stupid and weird, I think, but I don't know, this time of year with that the weird little chimes in the la 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 la, almost Christmassy, like Mannheim Steamroller metal. As it seems like, I love that song so much.
Kind of like Jack from This Is Halloween. This Is Halloween.
Yes, yes. So I've snuck this one in on you. Any Given Day, the name of the band.
Who's sipping on a glass? Is this country?
They're from Germany. Heavy metal, baby.
That guy's got a nose ring around.
I have brought them twice.
Come whatever may. Like they're walking into Sturgis.
Yeah.
Little Deadwood.
Better be back in the six shooter. That's a got a good dirty riff.
These guys look like they actually could walk into a bar and beat some ass.
They look like they would fit in Deadwood, honestly.
Didn't know there were cowboys in Germany.
You guys sound good. Thanks for opening my eyes to this band, CJ.
Thank you. I can't believe Brian was able to let that slide. Hey, his headphones above looks like
nothing surprises him. Oh, look at that.
I could have swore I brought the song Hot Clips by this band. I could be wrong, though.
God dang. These guys are kicking ass. I mean, in the video and in the song. Oh, they saved the little lady. Oh, no.
No, yeah. He took that nut shot like Franz.
He's balls of brass, baby. We'll make you feel the burn with our rebel yell. We're the cowboys from hell, and we're here to stay. We'll take you down, down, down. Sheriff Bullock playing 16 solo.
I mean, Derek, you can't grow a beard. What do you got to do to grow a beard that
short? I don't know. It would take me 50 years and it would look like shit compared to that. Oh, they just left. They blew that shit up.
We own this town.
CJ, that's a great song that you recycled.
You know, CJ, that's a great song.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you guys, man. That was awesome.
All right, Derek. It's all you. Take it away.
It's just insanity.
Nathan James Nephilim. Not his newest one, but very recent. You and your metal horror.
I gotta tell you, you're amazing, because I just sent you this tonight. It wasn't for tonight. God, your producing skills are insane. I don't know, it's kind of cool, and I like this break they go into in a minute here. See, like right here. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It really changes up. It's only three people. It's a three-piece band.
I know there's a lot of bass flying around for only a drums and a guitar. It's obviously running the bass through an octave or something.
Is it me, or do I hear Corey Taylor written all over this?
No, this is very Slipknot-esque.
Yes. It came up in a feed of mine that Slipknot, and maybe that's how they made it, so the algorithm would find it for
you.
Oh,
no. The algorithm saw Winzy 13 and it just straight out for you.
Oh. It's like Mudvayne / Slipknot ICP.
Well, he's never going to play in front of 10,000 screaming teenage girls. That I will.
Well, I don't know if the German Cowboys will either. I thought Beefcake could appreciate this too.
I love it.
Kind of punky and crazy and all over the place.
This is like a heavier version of Sea Queen.
Nah, I knew you. I was thinking about that, actually.
Oh, yeah, break it down.
She was my number four, by the way, in the top four artists this year.
Oh, boy. And
you
with
got
that...
You gotta listen to a lot of Scene Queen to get to number four. Okay, so this is the Gems. The song is called Psycho. This is the three members that split from Thunder Mother. And here's their first single out.
Oh, really?
Wait. Did I send you this?
Somebody did, or...
Not me.
It would be me.
This would have hit. This hit my release radar.
Oh, I sent it to you right away. We talked about the Thunder Mother last, and I sent it right away.
kind of cool, that riff that just moves. It's a
it's a rocker. The video does not help them.
No. No, they'd be better off if they had a performance video for this song.
So here's the question. Is she better than the new Thunder Mother singer? Are you Team Gems or Team Thunder Mother?
Team Thunder Mother all day long. That woman was so passionate. I felt it when we watched that video with her. That blows me away.
I think Thunder Mother won the video war.
Oh yeah.
I think it carried the same tempo. If you were to hear this song and Thunder Mother, you would never know different artists.
No, they're very similar. They're very similar. Just the emotion. The other girl was just.
But you're basing off visual stuff. Close your eyes.
Almost a lyric video.
Same band.
Shut up! Don't tell me what I'm feeling, Brad. Don't.
Well, I know it's only.
Don't assume my feeling.
It's only less than an inch big, so.
Don't assume my feeling. Less than an inch big. Oh yeah, way less. It's actually, it's good. It's similar to the Thunder Mother song. Kind of. I don't know.
It's the same.
Well, it's the same girls. It's 3 out of 4.
They must be, on the same cycle or something. That's what happens.
Oh.
And then bears are attracted.
All right.
It said Sum 41.
This is the new Sum 41 single, Rise Up.
Talk more about Tokyo, women and their cycles and how it pairs.
Yeah, but this song is about what Derek today, can't do anymore. So just,
buckle up. Oh, yes. There's a pill for that, Brad.
Honestly, he can't rise up.
Babies, or Blue Chew.
Six dogs, you know what?
Blue Chew Airlines.
Goddamn parrot, so wishes.
Sometimes we don't want to, okay?
Anyway, it's my birthday.
Now, this is actually a really fun video.
You do want to do that on your birthday, though. Deck.
This is your Captain Noodles.
In fact, this screams.
Is that, what's his name from Blink?
No, it's Noodles from Offspring.
Offspring, that's what I meant.
First time flying at night. Other than that, have a drink and enjoy yourself on our 89-hour and 22-minute flight to Tokyo this evening.
Wow.
How would you feel if that was the first time your pilot's flying at night?
They stole that. He stole that from Stephen Wright as the pilot in So I Married an Axe Murderer.
Man, I hope Sum 41 just doesn't break up. Just take like a year or two off and come back.
I like this song. This rocks.
Is that the original drummer?
Yes.
The rest of the band is original.
Yeah, it's all original members. Since like junior high.
God, they are so good.
It looks like Steel Panther is taking over the airplane.
I thought it was a drummer for Quiet Riot.
Well, it's definitely some hair metal costume.
Carlos Cavazo.
Yeah, Carlos. There's Dee Snider. Rob Halford.
Alien.
That was almost like the throwback to that one viral video, the woman screaming, "He's not a man!" Or, no, that motherfucker's not real, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, no.
A few people knew.
Oh, I like this song. You know, this is right up Brad's alley and your alley, I guess, but I can dig this song a lot. It rocks.
Dude, wait till you hear this solo. He's about ready to lay down.
God, that's a build.
He's on the plane? That's dangerous. We shouldn't do that.
This video is so cool. I actually think it's gonna get blocked. They put a lot of work into this one.
Yep.
The kind of plane I want to ride to Tokyo.
It's the opposite of snakes on a plane. Strippers on a plane.
Well, pancakes on a plane.
And that draws a lot of snakes on the plane.
Time is, I have no idea. Thanks for flying 41 Airways.
See you, Noodles.
You know.
Go ahead, Brad.
That was a really good solo. I think it was number 6 of the year. Nino Britcourt has the first 5.
Who's this?
Scott Stapp, Black Butterfly.
Oh.
The title track off of the album. We got a good riff. Scott sings his ass off. Solid.
No arms wide open.
No arms wide open.
Derek, do you remember ripping on me when I kept requesting to get back together, and I shared a Scott Stapp song, and you're like, "Oh no!" Here we go.
I just encourage you. I would never do anybody give you encouraging words, Brad.
They are back together. We are going to Indianapolis to watch this band together, the three of us.
Gonna get that wallet out.
We're going to Vegas for the Lions Super Bowl.
Well, who knows, baby?
They won't be playing the Colts.
No.
I really think his vocals have improved. Since Creed broke up.
I'd be nitpicking, except I think they were better when he was younger. But the material is heavier. I like the newer stuff much better than Arms Wide Open.
But Creed Alter Bridge is so much heavier also. Mix that together.
Ooh. I like this little plucky string thing he's got going on here.
I hate saying this, but I never really listened to Creed. I like this song a lot, and I think that sounds great. You know, I'm sorry, CJ. I think his voice sounds better. It sounds more weathered.
That's okay. My feelings aren't hurt at all.
Okay.
Dig it, Mr. Stapp.
I was a huge Creed fan. I liked Scott solo better, music better.
It was kind of a good breakup because, you know, we got Alter Bridge and all the Tremonti solos. I mean, we got a lot of good material. It was kind of like the Nirvana Dave Grohl split.
Oh, is it like they replaced the singer? The rest of the band grew?
That's good. Oh, shit.
I mean, Mark Tremonti is an amazing guitarist.
And we're going out. We got about 4 minutes to kill.
Oh,
and,
why?
But let's go out to the new Guns N' Roses. This certainly won't be heard on YouTube because that's how Guns rolls. This is their new single. It's called The General. Let's see if we can find something good to say about it.
How long is it? How long does it last?
4:22.
At 4:23, I'll be really happy.
Now, I do like Slash's tone when he kicks in. You can tell it's Slash. It's just got his sound.
I'm going to keep my mind open for a minute.
Oh my god.
Now it sounds like there's some echo effects and stuff on Axl's voice. I find it very difficult to understand him in this track.
Go to somebody or Guns N' Roses and play Night Train and then this song next to it and see what they think.
Oh god, we're never getting another Night Train.
All right, so Slash plays in a band of his own.
Guns N' Roses.
No, of his own, and he always hires this wanted gun, Miles Kennedy, who sings for Alter Bridge. Guy's got vocal range like no tomorrow. All these effects are killing Axl Rose.
Well, Axl doesn't have the range he used to have.
He's no Miles Kennedy. Don't put those effects in there. Just sing.
Miles Kennedy's a lot younger too.
I don't know how much younger. The dude looks like he's 60.
Hey, watch yourself.
Hey, I mean, I know you're 65, but, I mean, we're young.
I'm looking at your whiskers there, and you don't look too much younger.
No, I will say Axl came out with some decent lyrics. It's interesting lyrically. I'll give him that. It's just goddamn, man. They've been on tour for 5 fucking years. This is the best you can come up with? 5 fucking years of being on the road with Guns N' Roses as a band together? The three big guns? Slash, Duff, and Axl? This is the best goddamn thing they can shit out.
They need Izzy.
Jesus.
They're never getting him. Yeah, I know. I was excited to listen to it, and I got bored after a minute, and I just, this is the longest I've listened to it.
Hey, let's talk about Derek's backdrop.
No,
put your face back in the middle. That fits you like perfect. It's like coming out of your head. That looks amazing.
You're amazing.
Not like that fucking song, though. That was bad.
No, that's not good.
So what's Dakota Heat's mascot's name?
Dakota Dan.
Dakota Dan.
Dakota Dan.
That's awesome.
I thought of that driving home. I said, shit. He doesn't have a name. He needs a name. Dakota Dan. Then Santa Dan. When he has
almost
hat.
Better than Eddie.
Now, him and Eddie would hang out.
Oh, I guarantee they would.
Well, you know what? I think I brought like two songs off of that. I'm not going to claim the other one. I'll claim two.
I think I brought two.
Yeah, my two. All I know
is we finished the year with a pretty rocking episode. And we can't ignore Guns N' Roses. And God knows I can't ignore Thunder Mother. Because I've talked about them so much. How was your guys' Christmas?
Excellent. Thank you. I got a meat slicer. I made French dips today with some shaved beef. It was fantastic.
I saw that. Don't cut the tips of your fingers off. What about you, Brad?
It was good. I had Christmas with two of my three kids, so I can't complain. I made them all listen to my favorite metal album this year, Extreme.
Oh, yeah. We got a minute left. Let's spitball some of the albums that you thought were good. So, or you thought were the best albums of the year. Mine are Metallica, the No Bro album, and the Corey Taylor album, CMF2. Derek?
You know, I thought Beartooth was good. I really liked, what's the one I said?
Yes,
what's
the one Avatar.
Avatar. I loved Avatar. I think they're very different. Fantastic album. And then Dust Coda. God dang. Dust Coda.
I have not listened to the whole album. That song, but that was good.
Yeah. I gotta say, both of you guys had great picks. The Avatar album is great. I've listened to it twice this week. I kind of forgot about the Extreme album, you know, because we hit the first three singles and then it kind of went away. You know, we put it on the shelf and the album did come out. The whole thing's good.
Well, I kind of went, you know, my emotional feelings there. I got attached to slow songs. Lily Astor had a great song. Extreme. Oh my God, that was unreal. Race War by Tom McDonald. I'm sorry. That was amazing. It's a controversial song. Not on this podcast ever.
But what about you, CJ?
The Metallica and No Bro, those are my favorite too.